You and everyone else. Okay. Let's quickly run through the Gemara. We're picking up with Chaf Vav Amud Beis. The Amar Rabba Zorek Tinok. Zorek Tinok Mirosh Hagag. We're going to be looking at the Gemara, the Rashi, and the Shita Bekubetes. If nothing else, at least getting the facts on the table, raising the question of the machlokas between Rashba and the Tosos that he cites, and I guess probably tomorrow getting into the discussion of the details of that machlokas. So let's begin. Someone want to read? Daniel? Av, you know what? You want to welcome yourself back with a little read?
Markowitz.
Yeah, Markowitz. Go ahead. We're all very happy to see you back. It shows that.
What?
All happy to see him back.
Mr. Markowitz is back, and we're all happy to see him.
Go ahead.
He really does not look excited.
No, he does. He is. Is he in the lay of time?
Is he like
shaking his head? Oh, he's not even looking at me. Go ahead. Come on, come on. Vomer Rabba. If someone, for whatever reason, throw a baby off of a roof, and someone else standing at the bottom is Makabel. Now, Daniel correctly pointed out that Makabel is an important lashon. It sounds like there was some active participation on his part. It wasn't just that he was standing there with his sword, that...
Yeah, received, Makabo means like, okay, it fell on my sword.
That's Makabo?
I thought it was more passive.
More passive? Okay, either way, the word is important. So somehow it's going to play into the culpability, possibly, of that person, okay? But let's put that aside, because we're not up to that yet. But be that as it may, on some level, he received the baby on his sword. What's the halacha in such a case? So Gemara says, you know what? It depends on another machlokas, on another pattern, another fact pattern. And what is that? I'm sorry? Right. We have a machlokas between Yehuda and Beseira
and Rabbanan.
Right. What's the case?
You have 10 people.
10 people. Hitting one person. Each one with a stick. Each one with a stick. Either. Bain Bavasachas, either all at once, they all circle around them and they all give him a whack, right? Or alternating, and it's, each one takes turns, right? In that case, the Rabbanon say they're all putter.
What, in the case of one by one?
No, in either case, it's O, right? Either one. So it's machlokas. What does Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira say?
Is the one by one is the last guy's chayev.
If it was one after another, then what? Last guy's chayev. If each one took a turn and hit this fellow, then the last one's going to be chayev.
Kirav mitato means like.
Kirav misaso means that he somehow hastened his death. Okay, is that clear? Just the basic facts. All right, so far so good. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi on the top of the next Amud, Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Go ahead.
Do it in Devinim.
What's wrong with you? Seriously, what's wrong with you? Go ahead, Peturin. Again, it's quoting here from the Pasuk. Devinim Shiyakek Kol Nefesh Adam. And what's the... How do we darshan? What's the joshua? Kol HaNefesh. Says in the verse, Kol Nefesh. Oh, so we learn that Kol Nefesh means you have to be responsible for Kol HaNefesh. And yet over here, you can't really be held accountable for Kol HaNefesh. Why? Because you had nine partners.
Again, this is Rashi talking about...
This is Rashi. This is Rashi explaining why, according to the Rabbanon, you're going to be Potter. Right? Good. The Einkan Makke Kol HaNefesh. And there is no situation here of Makke Kol HaNefesh. And therefore, according to Rabbanon, they are all collectively potter from Misa. However, but according to Yudim Misera, just like over here, where it's Zeh Achar Zeh, and each one's act stands alone, I'm going to be Machayev number 10 for his being Makar Misaso. So too, the implication is that Yehuda ben Maseira would maintain that the Makabel would be Chayev.
I mean, how can you compare the two cases?
Okay. That's...
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be...
That's what the Gemara is presenting right
I'm
now.
On that boat.
You're in that boat. That you think they're not analogous?
No, because in one case you have you throw the baby off the roof, time elapses where nothing's happening to the baby, and then the baby lands on the sword, right?
Okay.
Whereas you have at with the 10 people hitting, you have person one hit, right?
I'm just it's right. We're looking up the word analogous.
You have person one who hits, and in between person one, you have eight other people who hit until person 10. So there's something happening in between.
I'm not on that boat, though. I was on the boat until I started.
Well, what's your point? What, you're
point
right.
The two that's, different cases.
Yes,
you're right. Factually. No, you're right. And factually. But not exactly the same.
Right, but there's nothing.
But you have to give me a reason why they're different from a halachic perspective.
Because there's
halachic involved is that someone's hastening the death, and that person is chayav because he hastened the death.
Right. So then,
the guy with the sword killed the baby before it hit.
Then,
the
if that's the case, every subsequent right. person after the first person should be chayev according to that, because
let's
they're
say,
all hastening the death.
Let's say one
degree.
Guy like hit him so hard in the skull that blow was going to kill him later, but the guy that comes at the end hit him a little harder and now he's dead sooner. Who's going to die anyway?
Okay, but
you're the one who killed him.
Guy 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Good for you that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira agrees with you.
I'm just saying. You know.
No, it doesn't agree with you. The Rabbanon agrees with you.
No, Rabbanon say everyone's Potter. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says the last guy.
The Rabbanon would say that they're all Pturim. So
the Rabbanon hold they're all Potter.
Wait, so maybe...
Let's back up. What we have now is a question. The Gemara is a question. What is the consequence in a case where someone throws a baby off the roof and another catches it on his sword? Assumption is the baby is being killed, right? So... The Gemara says, okay, I'll tell you how we'll resolve this. It's going to be in Machlokas, the Chacham and Yehuda ben Maseira. Why? Because they have an argument in the case of 10 people who hit one.
Yeah, I think he turned it off.
Okay, so that's how they resolve it by bringing in
that. And they say that's it. They say if you hold over there in the case of one after the other, that you putter, like the Rabbanon, you're going to say the same thing over here. Because even though there's one who sort of seals the deal, they're all potter. Rabbanon hold that man number 10
is no different,
even though
than
he's ultimately the one
two,
that
three,
snuffs
four,
out the life of this person, he's equally potter. 1 second, please. So too, over here, the fellow who catches the child on the knife, he's also going to be held not accountable, not going to be held accountable, not going to be responsible. Why? As Rashi explains, that in neither case can you say that the person who ultimately ended the process of killing was Maka Nefesh.
Do we say the first guy?
See,
in throwing
so really what we are saying on some level is what you are raising, and that is that in throwing the child off the roof, he's somewhat dead already. Not entirely so, apparently, but somewhat.
It's like Tvir and Tava.
It's not exactly like that, because otherwise the first guy would be Chayav and the second guy would be Pater or altogether. Yeah, that's what Avi Markowitz is asking. Why not view it as Mana Tvir Tavar, in which case the man on the ground should be entirely Pater? Is that what you're raising now?
The reason I don't find it to be analogous is because in the case of one by one hitting, if the last person wasn't there, he wouldn't be dead. But in the case of the sword, if the person with the sword was there.
Yeah, that would make it analogous. The problem would be
if the last person wasn't there, he wouldn't die. And if the person with the sword wasn't there.
No, don't look at the last person, look at the first person.
Okay, yeah.
So
I understand what you're asking. So for the time being, we just have to accept, we're going to try to discuss this over the next few days, but we have to accept that for whatever reason, when the person throws the child off the roof, he's not fully avod, not fully mana tevira.
The person throws
it off the roof. The child is not rendered fully written off. Still invested with life, but apparently partially compromised, so that the person on the ground is considered a contributor to the death, but he's not the one that's. He's not Scott. He's not doing nothing, and he's not the one that's killing. You're trying to compare it to the case where I throw the vase off the roof, and the vase is going to smash. And then, since the person on the ground hits the vase, so all he did was hit a broken vase. So why don't you say the same thing over here? This baby's off the roof. You're going to kill the baby, but the baby's going to be dead anyway.
I think it's because the vase isn't even usable.
So apparently, because the baby's still alive, you can't say that. We can't say it's mana tevira tavar.
Yeah, mitato is not like that's a whole separate thing. You don't have that with objects.
Yeah. But I understand. He's asking why not? He's asking why don't you say that? Why don't you just say it's just like the other things? So apparently, a living being is different. We're going to have to distinguish the two. It's an important question. But I think the cases, at least as far as the end result goes, are comparable. Are you more comfortable with the comparison now?
No, I mean, not that I'm more comfortable, but I mean, I'll just.
Okay, take it for what it's worth for the moment. Thank you. Yeah, Zach? Yeah, some type of active participation. The exact mysa is not really that important. You're sort of missing out on everyone enacting what they think the mysa is. Yeah, but in any event, now the Rashba is cited by the Shita as raising a question on Tosos and answering that question. So let's hold off one more second. Let's take, if you don't mind... Let's just take a quick look at the Shita. We'll get the facts on the table, and then we'll take some more questions. Okay, someone want to read into evidence the Shita? Why don't you use the other Shita? I think you'll have a better time with it.
Okay, to evidence.
You have the nicer one?
Let's bring it back.
Go ahead.
So
again, we're looking at the Shita Mekubatzas to Daf.
Oh, Kafa. So this is where I... Okay, fine, the Rashba.
Chafav and Beis, okay. Yeah. But then he quotes the Rashba again. He calls it the Rashba. He said, in case you missed that.
I don't know, I think he didn't even mention the Rashba.
At the very end.
Oh, yeah, but
doesn't he say something about the Rashba?
Rashba, is that how?
Yeah. You have to get to the end to know that.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Haku asara b'nei Adam, basara maklos, u mefarshina in time time up. And we explain the reason, the perek arba, miso, abra miso, mishum de b'ina nyake kol nefesh Adam.
Good. You need, like Rashi says, you need nefesh kol Adam. And if you don't have a nefesh, a full nefesh, you can't be mechayev.
V'davka, goseis bidei Adam, aval goseis bidei Shemayim, l'kuli al mechayev. Okay. So just because he's not chayev here, he's chayev in...
Yeah. Tier 2 betosos. Picking up a tier 2 betosos.
Tier 2 betesves.
Good.
Sham b'sanhedrin. T'kevan d'eshkichan... Ashkichan. Chavisha d'oraisa.
Tosos akasha. Tosa is a kash in the Gemara and Sanhedrin. His kash is like this. Why is the Rish, in the case of the 10 hitters, why is the first one potter? Why don't you say, he made this person a goseis. He made this person a goseis. Okay, all the other guys basically finished him off, but he's basically a goseis now. Goseis is a terminally ill patient.
Right, who started the process.
He started the process. He put this guy at death's door, and they just, sped it up. Maybe he would have died in a week, maybe he would have died in a month. They just made it happen a lot sooner. But this guy's a goseis already, and the first one to hit is the one that did that.
Dekeban de eshkicha an chavisha de oraisa.
It also says, look, this is part of his kasha. Shem inan she'ein mamisen es hamake. You don't kill the Until you could say definitively that the person died because of this guy's action, you can't kill him. So therefore what?
The kara misaso lo nisbarer shemeis machmas harishon. So you don't know which person really did it.
That's right. Stop there. That's Tosos. That's Tosos. We learn out from the case of Chavisha, but where it says Vayanichu oso b'mishmar v'nikehamake v'afilu amduhu l'misa shaminan she'ein mamisen esamake ad she'neida b'bira shemeis machmas haka'aso. You can't say that a person is the one that killed unless you say definitively, I know that this guy is the one that killed. U'kishe ba'acher, when a second one comes and hits the same guy and is makari of the misa, I no longer have the ability to say definitively that A is the killer. Once there's another person involved, I can't say with certainty that A was the killer. That's the problem, according to the Tosos. Once I have two people involved, I can't blame either one.
That's one after the other also, not just as a group, right?
Either one. You should look over to either one. So the Rashba has a kash on there. The Rashba has a big problem with this Tosos. What's his problem?
Viladidi, kashali. The kevan the kol masha echad ba the kirev et misaso harishon pater. So every time someone else comes, the first guy is going to be pater. Im kain batlad parshad rotschim. That's the case. We're just getting rid of this whole
that's
idea of
rotsaya. How are you ever going to have a case where a guy's a rotsaya?
But why not? What if the case where the guy just kills somebody directly with a knife or whatever?
Obviously,
and else
okay.
But also.
But let's hear him out. Let's hear. He raises some concerns over here.
Chada de im hamisas hamiso bachutz omrim shema haruach bilibaso. So maybe there's got some wind in his heart or something like that.
If you're going to introduce this idea of kirev misaso as being a, all right, let me put it this way: if you introduce an intervening cause as being an exemption. Now he's saying you'll be mavatel the whole Torah's harotzim, and he's going to speak out how that's so. All right? Once you introduce this idea, if you saying it's a slippery slope, basically, you're opening up a Pandora's box, right? By allowing room for exemptions for murder when there's a possibility of something else being part of the process, basically saying that's it. Now you're never going to have a case of murders. Look, can we just get the question on that?
I was just on the toast vote. Is he saying Mikarev Mitzato? Like, is that his idea, or is that what the Rashba thinks his idea is? Because I could see the toast.
No, Tosos raises a question. Tosos himself has a question. He says, why is the Rishon Pater?
Right. And what was his, like, wording for the...
She'ein mamisen asamake ad she'neidav abira she'meis machmas haka'aso u'ksheba'acher v'kirev misaso. When someone else comes along and is makarev the misa, now it's no longer lonis barer she'meis machmas harishon. I don't know that the first one is the cause and fact of the death.
But then why would it
that's Tosos, that's it, that's ad kan
the mikarev mitato, that's normally would sound like he did something that hastened the death, like his hit caused the death. Versus, like, couldn't you also say if there's 10 guys hitting in a row, one guy hits him, and that's going to, like, that has killed him?
That's his kasha. No, that's his kasha. Why should that guy not be chayav?
No, well, my reason would be that you can't tell which guy actually did it. It's not that the second guy hastened it, so the first guy's puzzled, but, like, if one guy hits him,
I think that's what he means. I think that's what he means. I think he means which one is the cause of his death, yes.
But then the way the Rashba's answering, it sounds like he's only looking at...
The Rashba didn't say anything yet. The Rashba was asking a question on Tosos.
The question he asked makes it sound like he thinks the Tosos vote is only saying that someone came and did something to actually hasten it, versus the way Tosos vote set it up sounds like someone... It just becomes jumbled and you can't tell.
No. I don't think that's what he means.
That's not what Tosos means?
No.
Okay, because that's what I...
What do you mean? You're saying
I think you just
can't sort out the details?
You can't tell...
No.
Does anyone have that opinion?
Well, like a wilding and you can't look at the videotape
coming,
and can't see that? What do you mean?
And one guy hits him, and like, if there hadn't been anyone else, that hit would have killed him
in
5 minutes.
That's right.
But five other guys came and hit him. None of them hastened the death. They just hit him, and it happens to be that after Hirschman hit him, after I actually killed him, that's when he died. He didn't hasten the death, but you can't prove which one of us killed him.
What Tosa's saying is anytime there's more than...
one contributing individual.
Right. If there's more than one contributing individual, you have a problem.
Right, but he's saying the problem is because the other individuals are... Because
I don't know with certainty which individual is the one responsible.
Right, that's what I would think.
That's correct.
Based on the, like, using the Lashon of Mikarev Mitato, sounds like he's saying the later guy actually had a contribution, not just that it happened, and we don't know if it contributed. But
from a halachic perspective, we don't know who to call the killer.
Right, I understand that concept, but I don't understand why he would choose to use the term, like...
All right, I'll be up to Shemayim to sort out, but Bezdin can't do anything about it. Correct. All right, let's go a little further.
About Filo Hamisu Bebeso, Dishiyase Im Farkas. What's Farkas?
Pirkas. Okay, so I'm sorry. So where are we now? So the Rashba says, I have a problem with this. If you're gonna say like this, Tosos, you're throwing out the whole system of murder for two reasons. One, if you have a case where a person killed someone else, Bachutz. Go ahead.
Right, Vafilo Hamiso Bebeso.
You'll say, oh, Shem Haruach Bilbalaso. Maybe the wind caused his death.
Bachutz means by himself.
Outside. You kill the guy outside, so you'll say, oh, the wind. Maybe the wind did it. Maybe the wind was Makariv Misaso, and therefore.
Is it an exaggeration?
No, it's not an exaggeration, because the Gemara has that case.
Wait, does it have to be outside?
Where there's a wind. It just means
there's a wind.
Okay, just an example.
Could there be a different case where you say,
yeah, there could be a different case.
There's a banana peel on the floor.
Well, here you slice the guy's neck. The Gemara's case is you cut his neck, and now he's bleeding. So did he die sooner because of the wind? Is that what caused his death? It's Makariv Misaso, and therefore you're not chayev as a murderer, and therefore you don't go to Golas. And the other possibility is no. Even if you killed him inside, in Pirches, maybe he's squiggled around, right? Maybe he seized, and therefore say, oh, that was Makariv Misaso. He's the cause and fact of his death, not you.
Who kirev as Misaso? Kedamrina Mparek Misha Achso.
Right, so that's the Gemara in Gittin over there. So hold off 1 second. Those cases, the Rashi was saying, those cases are only talking about certain types of cases. You can't use those concerns or those tainas to pot their murderers. The Gemara there is talking about a person who kills by accident. And the Gemara's whole point is that you're potter from Golas, possibly. Meaning that you're not called someone who's chayiv Golas. Gol Adam can't come after you, and you're not chayiv to go to Golas. Okay? Because there's another contributing factor which makes that person or that thing the murderer. Still accidental. So the Rashi says it's only over there that you're going to use those things. You don't see the introduction of Kiriv Misaso when it comes to regular Ritzicha. Because if you'll introduce that type of analysis when it comes to murder, then you'll never have a case where a guy's high for murdering. Right? If he murders inside, you'll say, well, maybe it's true that he caught him, but then he moved around. So he was Makariv Misaso. I'm not chayiv. Or maybe if it was outside, you'll say, well, yeah, it's true, I caught him, but then the wind came. Maybe the wind is dead, and therefore you can't blame me. Tosa's saying, if Rashi was saying, if you carry Tosa's to the natural conclusion, that those types of factors are going to come into play, those types of analyses are going to be made, and you're never going to have a case where a guy's chayiv for murder. And the Rashi says that can't be. So he doesn't like Tosa's analysis of saying the reason is, he's understanding Tosa's to mean that you don't know what the cause and fact was, and once you don't know what the cause and fact was, you can't make this person responsible. You can't say, he says, one person did it, another person did it, now who causes death? I don't know. So the Rashba has to come up with his own teretz. The Rashba has a different answer to this question. The question again was, why don't we mechayev the first person? He's the one that put this person essentially at death's door. He's the one that made him a goses. So if he's the one that made him a goses, he should, at the very least, should be chayev. What's the answer? What's the Rashba's answer?
Omisa Parak Misha Achso Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shachad Bo Shnayim O Rov Shnayim Pater. Or the shiny hasam, the Kevan Sheha Kuhu Echad Umeis E Efter Lehiz Barer Shemeis Mach Matarishon Vim Kain Beinan Kol Nef
Beinan Yeah
Beinan Kol Nefesh Adam Shetehe Kol Nefesh Miad
Miad Ish Echad Miyad ish echad. What does that mean? Below miyad beis. Aval kishap kirches hu oshel babalasa aruach ein kan ela achas. In other words, those things, if you would apply them to a case of a tzicha, you're not going to say that there's not one murderer.
Right. You, each person has a separate din of what they...
Still a murderer. Yeah. If it's just me and the wind, who's the murderer? I'm the murderer. If it's just me and the pirchus, I'm still... The writhing, good. Just me and the pirchus, I'm still the killer. So it's true. By the case of killing by accident, do I go to Gullus? Do I not go to Gullus? Well, once there's another factor, so I could say, well, maybe over there, by Gullus, maybe I'm not the one that's called the killer Bishogging, and maybe I don't have to go to Gullus. But when you're talking about killing, where I did it intentionally, these factors don't mean anything, because all I care about is that there was an act of mizid, and there's a killer. Is there one killer of one person? Yeah. If there's one killer of one person, that's it.
Other factors don't.
They don't matter. So let me just boil it down, and then you can say what you're about to say. See the gears working. The Rashba is basically saying, I have another answer to this question. This question of Tosfos. I don't like Tosfos' answer. Tosfos' answer, again, is that what? What's Tosfos' answer?
That the person who comes, this every subsequent person would be the person who's chayav.
Well, no, they're all pater. We're going.
You can't tell which of them did.
Right.
Except for the last one. No.
That's only according to the Yudim Seir.
Okay.
Not Tosfos.
Right. Not Tosfos. Not according to Rabbanim. Not according to Rabbanim. On
which way the last guy goes.
Right. The Gemara is giving two opinions. The Tosfos is not taking a side over here. The question is, well, why isn't the first guy chayav? Truth is, Tosfos is only focusing on the first guy now. Tosfos is on Hedron. Why is the first guy not chayiv? He was the one that made this fellow a goses. Why don't you chayiv him for doing that? Say he's the cause and fact of the guy's death, right? He's the one that made him a dead man. How did this guy become a dead man? Oh, because the first person hit him. Why did he die now as opposed to a week from now? That's because the other people hit him. But who made him a dead man? First guy. So let's be chayiv the first guy. Tosfos says, no, you can't be chayiv the first guy. Why not? Because once there are multiple causes of his death, right? Once there's multiple causes of his death, it's lo nisbarer shemeis machmas harishon. It's not definite that he died from a halachic perspective. Not definite that he died because of the act of the first person. There's intervening causes here. So since there's an intervening cause, I can't say with any kind of certainty that this is the cause of death. The Rashba says, no, that's not true. The reason why the first one's not chayiv is since the second one came along and also did something to cause his death, he's also a killer. He's also a killer. So he's also saying, no one can be called a killer. The Rashba is saying, no, they're all called killers. And because they're all called killers, they're not responsible. Because in case of killing, you can only have one killer per victim. Well, what's that going to do? If we get upset at it, let's just make sure we understand it. Right. Because again, he used that same pasuk that Rashi says. It has to be that he killed a living person. If you have two killers, you can't have that. They're both potter. You can't have two killers for one person, and it's like they're both potter. It's similar to a case, lahavdil, when you have, when it comes to killing has one victim and one person. So now I'm going to say, I have two killers, okay, now they're potter. I'm not saying anyone here is a tzaddik. I'm not saying anyone did a mitzvah. What the Rashba was saying is, so far as meeting out a punishment, can't meet out a punishment here for that. They'll get their just desserts elsewhere. But as far as judging them as killers and punishing them as such, that we can't do. So what's the nafkamin? Let me just throw out a nafkamin, and maybe tomorrow we'll try to flesh out and define the shita of the Rashba and the shita of the Tosfos. Okay? What's the nafkamin? The very simple nafkamin would be, if you have one human killer and one non-human intervening cause. Even if the talented Hector,
So the
yeah, regular. Because of a goseis bidei adam, and then something. You hear about this crazy thing with the lady in the shopping cart?
No.
Ladies
walking. Oh, at Target?
Yeah.
I just saw a headline. I didn't.
That thing just happened yesterday. Yeah. Two days ago.
I didn't read the article.
She's in critical condition. No, she was walking out of a supermarket or a shopping mall in the parking lot, and some kids pushed. I don't think they meant to hit her. Doesn't seem that they were aiming to hit her, but they basically pushed the shopping cart off a roof.
I mean, they meant to push the shopping cart off.
Not
the roof.
To hit her, though.
No.
Right. And it hit her. I don't know if it hit directly or not, but she's not dead.
And?
She's in a critical condition.
And did they find the kids?
Yeah, they found the kids. They were 2 12-year-old kids. Yeah.
Oh.
That's not the case. But let's say something like that would happen, but the person who would get hit would have already been a ghost ace. You have a case of ghost ace, and that's not even a good example, because there you have two people. Let's say it's a ghost ace, but they all dumb. Someone comes along and makes this guy terminally ill, and then, I don't know, a bird falls and flies overhead and drops a rock on this person. Okay? So now you have a non-human cause, and you have the human who set the person up as a ghost ace. What would Tosa say in that case? What would Tosa say in that case?
Wait, sorry, can you say it over again?
Yeah. You have a person who hits another. Sorry. A little jumpy. You have a person, what's that? Mortally wounded is a ghost ace, yeah. Or ill, or mortally ill. So let's say you have a person who hits his chaver, and now he could basically puts him in critical condition. And now a bird comes along and drops something on this guy. And I was saying, interesting, I was taking down my schach right after Sukkot, rolling up the schach, and as I'm rolling up the schach, a peanut falls on my table in a sukkah. Peanut in a shell. It's obviously put there by a squirrel or by a bird. It was on top of the sukkah. Yeah.
I thought you were going more the route of I was rolling up my sukkah and I found a dead bird.
No, but I'm saying you see stuff like that happen. stuff like that happens.
I liked it too.
In any event, let's say the bird drops something very heavy on this person, another person died. So what would Tosa say in that case? What would Tosa say? Is the person potter? Is the person potter?
Yeah.
Why is the person potter?
He didn't do the...
Because you can't say, I don't know, maybe it was him, maybe it was the rock. Right, just like it's two people. It's A and it's B. I can't say this guy is totally responsible. Lonis barer. There's no biror that A is the cause or B is the cause. Can't, right? It's lacking in biror. It's lacking in certainty. It's lacking in a definitive qualification of hakah of misa. What's the matter? What did you say?
nothing. Not have to do with anything.
Okay, I don't know. But what about the Rashba? What would the Rashba say in this case? Now remember, the Rashba's problem is that what? That you have two... can't have two murderers. So over here, what would you say?
Over here, there's only one murderer.
There's only one murderer. There's only one person. I got no problem calling him the murderer. He did something, Kedei Lahamis. He set up a situation where this person was a ghost ace. He basically brought about the death. Okay, it's true, the rock falling may have hastened the death, but as far as who the murderer is, there's no question. One murderer, that's it.
What if the guy like smacks someone else
and
then he buries
up? I don't know. Well, let's keep it simple for now before we make it more complicated. Okay, so that's machlokes in the Rashba and Tosos. Okay?
Would it be a similar thing if, say, like someone threw a guy off the cliff into the jaws of a shark?
I don't know if Zach. Repeat your question.
Yeah. The question is.
That's a question for guys on the West Coast.
The question is, if a guy throws somebody off of a cliff into the jaws of a shark.
Was there or no?
Okay, I don't know. I just noticed this thing is on pause. I don't know how long it's been on pause, but basically what we're saying is that there's a machlokes between the Rashba and Tosos. Tosos of the opinion. Tosis of the opinion that as long as
that could be wrong.
As long as there are two causes, even if one is unhuman or non-human, I should say, one is non-human, then I won't be able to hold accountable the human. Whereas the Rashba would say, no, if one of the causes is non-human, then I don't have a problem with saying there are two murderers. And if there are not two murderers, then I can hold fully responsible the first human actor, even though there was another intervening cause, which may have been Makarev the Misa. So that's what we're up to now. Moving into tomorrow, we'll try to flush out those two Shitos a little bit further and explain where they're each coming from in this regard. Okay. As far as yesterday's issue, just quickly, we didn't record Shir yesterday. I just wanted to remind everyone that we discussed yesterday was basically the Shita of the Rambam on the previous piece with the Karim and Ksasos, right? The question of Garmi. Rambam holds that for Garmi Chayev, and he obviously understands that the Gemara is talking from the perspective of those who hold for Garmi Yor Pater. As far as the concept, we had a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, machlokas how to understand the Gemara's term. And the Gemara says, right, Mifsak Pasig Girei, that from the time that you threw your object, the arrows had stopped. What does that mean? So we said that according to the Ravid, it means you are totally exempt because everything's over. You're totally out of the picture at that point, since when you threw something in a way that would be saved, you're totally mifsak pasuk girei. As opposed to the Rambam, apparently understands that no, all that means is that you're not responsible fully, or I should say not fully responsible, that you're not considered to be doing a direct action, but you're still considered to be doing an indirect action. You're still considered to be doing something betoras garmi, and therefore if you hold that you're chayev for midin de garmi, then you're going to be chayev. That was basically what we discussed yesterday. Okay, so we'll pick up here tomorrow.